I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. My cousin, Steve Larson, died last month. Steve was 2 years older than I am, and he was truly a Renaissance man. He was a high school teacher most of his adult life, and the coach of the high school speech team, and a photographer, and a fisherman, and head of the state teachers union, an art collector, and a sharp stock market trader. After he retired, he and his wife became world travelers. They visited every state in the Union and over 100 different countries. But for me, Steve will always be the mentor who introduced me to coin collecting. Steve started collecting in the early 1950s, when coins that are rare today were cheap and plentiful. The one coin he had that I coveted was a 1909S VDB penny. I must have been about 8 years old when I first saw that marvelous coin. And Steve, a scholarly 10-year-old, showed me those letters, VDB, on the back of that penny, big as day. And so I've known about Victor David Brenner, or as he's known to most penny collectors, VDB, since that day. In 1905, President Theodore Roosevelt commissioned a famous artist named Augustus St. Gaudens to completely redesign our United States coinage. Gaudens went to work, and he began by redesigning the $10 and $20 gold coins. But in 1907, he unexpectedly died before he could complete the project. So President Roosevelt had a problem. He wanted to issue a new penny to commemorate Abraham Lincoln's 100th birthday, which was coming up in 1909. But with St. Gaudens gone, he had to scramble to find another artist. Enter Victor David Brenner, an artist who taught metal die-making and had designed several memorial plaques which were all the rage in the early 1900s. One of them, which he created in 1907, was a plaque featuring Abraham Lincoln. The following year, Brenner contacted the president and showed him his Lincoln plaque. Roosevelt liked the plaque, and he hired Brenner to design the Lincoln penny. The Lincoln portrait on that 1907 plaque was used as the head side of the new penny, and Brenner also designed the wheat leaves on the reverse side. He had originally considered putting his full last name, Brenner, on the back of the penny, but he finally settled on just using his initials, VDB. They were centered at the bottom of the coin, very prominent. So prominent, in fact, that people complained. They said that Brenner had already been paid for his design, and those initials were just free advertising for him. So after a few months of minting VDB pennies, the VDB was removed. About 28 million 1909 VDB pennies were minted in Philadelphia. A little less than half a million 1909S VDB pennies were minted in San Francisco. After the initials were removed, another 72 million 1909 Philadelphia pennies were made, and nearly 2 million more 1909S pennies. Those 1909S VDB pennies are now worth anywhere from about $750 to $2,000, depending on their condition. By the way, there were no D pennies or pennies minted in Denver until 1911, so no 1909D VDB pennies were ever issued. The Mint quietly restored the initials VDB to the Lincoln penny in 1918, but this time they made them so tiny they were virtually unnoticeable, and instead of putting them on the reverse side, they put them at the bottom of the front side, almost on the rim of the coin on Lincoln's shoulder. You have to look hard to find them, but those initials are there. Victor David Brenner's Lincoln head plaque has been on our pennies for well over a century now, by far the longest-running design of any American coin. And as far as I know, there are no plans for replacing it anytime soon. And no, I still don't have my own 1909S VDB. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up a ton of new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.